I just think Brian's a great quarterback. He's doing a great job running the offense. You know, like I said, Cal does a great job of calling the plays. And, you know, really, you know, even our receiver coach, Mike McDaniel, who's done a great job teaching me the nuances of the offense. And I think that's helped me tremendously. Well, you know, like I said, man, I just thank God for, like, the position I'm in and having, you know, great coaches being in this position, being here in Cleveland, playing with Brian. I think, you know, it's kind of just everything coming together at the right time. You know, I'm not sure. Maybe, you know what I mean? All I kind of focus on is, you know, myself and what I can control. You know, the game of football has been a blessing, like I said, from day one. God has put me in this position, and, you know, I feel like it's my duty to give everything I have.
Where does that toughness come from?
Like I said, I think it's just a matter of, you know, my journey to get here. It was a very tough road, and I don't take anything for granted. Like I said, you know, God has blessed me with this opportunity, and I feel like I would be doing a disservice, you know, not, you know, being out there giving everything I have. I think it's just a matter of, you know, getting the reps at it. Like I said, I honestly, I can't thank, you know, Cal and Mike McDaniel enough for, you know, just showing me so many different things that I think has helped my game. I said it from day one that, you know, as soon as I got here, they showed me a bunch of things that, you know, playing a lot of football, as much football as I have, it's tough to learn as many new things as I have, and I think they're just doing a great job of, you know, putting me in the right position. Well, I mean, you just got to focus one game at a time, man. I know it's cliche, but it's the truth. This is the NFL. Every team can be beat every Sunday. That's just the truth. So we got to come out and focus on our next opponent and just continue to do that throughout the rest of the season. You know, I don't know. Josh is an incredible receiver, one of the best receivers in this league. And if I had my choice, he'd be here with me right now. You know what I mean? Because he's that much of a difference maker. And, you know, I can't wait to have Josh back. That's all I know. Well, I think Brian has a lot of confidence in himself. And, you know, I don't think, and no matter what situation when Brian plays, you know, that's his mentality. And, you know, that's what you want, no matter what. And I think that's the way he thinks. That's the way everyone else thinks as well. Like I said, man, I know I harp on it and I continue to say it, but I can't thank God enough for the blessings that I have. You know, coming from where I came from, you know, being on the couch, praying just for an opportunity to be on a practice squad. You know what I mean? And that taking years to get accomplished. You know, God has blessed me so much. I am kind of, you know, I'm always in awe. Just being in the situation, I'm always had to pinch myself because, you know, there was times I didn't think this would be possible. And like I said, I thank God for it.